You're listening to Vatican Radio. We believe that there is no just war. Those words are at the heart of a statement published on Thursday at the conclusion of an international conference looking at changes in church practice and teaching on nonviolence and peacemaking, organised jointly by the Catholic Peace Network Pax Christi International and the Vatican's Justice and Peace Council. The three-day encounter brought together some 80 theologians and peace activists from conflict zones around the world. The statement, presented at a press conference in the Vatican, explores the gospel message of nonviolent activism and calls on Pope Francis to share with the world an encyclical on nonviolence and just peace. The appeal calls for nonviolent practice and strategies to be developed, promoted and taught in all church agencies, seminaries, parishes and educational institutes. It also calls on the church to no longer use or teach just war theory, which recognises war as morally justifiable if a series of criteria can be met. Participants believe that modern methods of warfare make this impossible and that too often the just war theory has been used to endorse rather than prevent or limit military action. Among those sharing practical experiences of peacemaking at the conference was Archbishop John Baptist Odama of Gulu in northern Uganda.
Any war is a destruction. So there is no justice in destruction of lives, destruction of any property of a human being. It is outdated. So no spending of resources for destruction of life.
Participants said on the one hand what they're calling for is a historic change to 1,700 years of church teaching on the just war theory. But on the other, they stress it's simply the next step in the direction that popes have been pointing over the past half century since Pope John XXIII wrote his landmark encyclical Pacem in Terris. Conference organisers noted the presence of 9 members of the Pontifical Justice and Peace Council, including its president Cardinal Peter Turkson at the conference, saying they believe Pope Francis is opening up a new space for such nonviolent witness to take root. As participants head home to the four corners of the globe, they hope this conference will mark a milestone on the road towards putting Jesus' powerful witness to nonviolent peacemaking back at the heart of the Church's message and mission. I'm Philippa Hitchin.